through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkeley purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Lori Roth. And Lori has a PhD, and has her own radio program. She's actually on for 3 hours a day on the USA news, I guess it's IRA USA Network, and I had the privilege of being on her program earlier this week, and so she's going to be on our program, and we're going to talk about, well, whatever she wants to talk about. Fascinating individual, lots of great ideas. You'll see her articles appearing regularly up on newswithviews.com. So thank you so very much for being with us, Lori.
You bet you. It's an honor to be with you. So enjoyed having you on my show just a few days back.
Right. Well, why don't you tell us what's on your heart? What would you like to talk about today?
Well, several things are on my heart. I think, you know, in this election cycle that we're in, with all the trickery and craziness, I feel like they're competing for a slot on American Idol not to be president. And I sometimes just pray, Lord, is there anyone out there that will tell us the truth about anything? And then you look at the media and you think, okay, how many people have bought and sold you from the Middle East? More specifically, you and I were talking last week about energy and the food shortages, and I'd written an article a couple weeks ago on News of Views about that, and it was just breaking my heart that this obsession, this erroneous obsession with global warming that really isn't, is taking and stealing food supplies and manipulating farmers to plant other things, and we don't allow as much food to go out, and our bread prices are going up. And then you hear about food riots around the world and people struggling to get food and prices going way up. And this is the kind of craziness that you have talked about for years, in the sense of secret societies and everything, the other news behind the news, the movers and shakers that do affect people's lives. And while they're talking about biofuels and all this nonsense, people are dying. They're starving. They don't care. Yeah, that's on my heart. It bothers me.
Well, I'm afraid that we live in a wicked and fallen world. In fact, as I survey what's going on, I really think that we're seeing the scenario that's laid out in the Revelation 6:8.
Yeah.
Where of course, we talk about, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death. And the things that were actually prophesied to be associated with the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, I think, are of course coming to pass right now. Because if you look at what's happening from the point of view of food, there's no reason for food shortages. And
no.
And yet, of course, we see droughts. We see things certainly affecting the wheat crops and the rice crops. And we have to ask ourselves, why are all these things happening just at this time in history?
Mm-hmm. Well, you do. And I don't know how a person could cope with all the changes when you look at the manipulation of the money system and the stock market and the global markets going down and the dollar going down. And then you look at the food, the false front food shortages around the world. But nevertheless, people will starve. because of it. I don't know how else you could figure out what's going on if you didn't know what Revelations in the Bible says. I mean, it's just, we're living right in the end times.
I really believe we are, and first we see suddenly the collapse. Apparently, we've lost 35% of the beehives in the United States.
Yes.
Why? Nobody seems to know why. I mean, 35% of the bees are gone. You can't, you know, pollinate our crops without bees. Many of them are totally dependent upon bees. What indeed is really going on? Is there something else happening we don't understand? We're going to be back in just a minute with Dr. Lori Roth. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Lori Roth, and she has a PhD. But she also, of course, writes extensively. You'll find her articles on the Internet at News with Views. That's News with Views, and she wrote an article recently about what's going on and about the food shortages. And for the average American, that seems like something, well, they got a problem over Miramar there after the cyclone hit the country. And maybe there's some food shortages in other countries, but there can never be a food shortage in America. That just couldn't happen here because we're somehow different and God wouldn't allow it to happen. Well, anyway, of course, Lori does her own radio program, and she's actually on 3 hours a day on the IRA the USA Network now does a program in the evening, and we'll tell you later how you can get to Lori's programs. But we were just talking about how do you explain what's going on today with the food shortages, which have caused and promoted food riots in many of the other countries, and all sorts of social unrest in Argentina, and people actually facing famine. People, the average American doesn't realize that almost 2 billion people in the world today live on about $2 a day. 1 billion people live about on $1 a day, so that they're the part of the 2 billion that we're talking about. But certainly, the number of people who are really impoverished throughout the world, and then you double the price of rice and wheat, and how are they possibly going to survive on $1 a day or $2 a day for a family? And you can't do it. And so, Lori, really, let's get your thoughts on what's happening and what can be done about it.
Well, good question. I think behind, when you look at the money system, when you look at the food shortages, the alleged food shortages, and all the major issues surrounding our country, from sovereignty to money to food, it's distortion, it's evil, it's other agendas in mind. And you've talked about it so brilliantly for years. But, I mean, things, the front is always something for health, for America, for the world, and for the globe. And it's always waxed in the verbiage of compassion and rights and everything. But at the end of the day, people die all the time. And one of the things I wrote about a couple articles ago was, you know, years and years ago, a couple of decades ago, there was this big obsession with getting rid of DDT, especially in Africa, and Al Gore was at the top of that.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
You bet.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess this is Lori Roth, and talking about what's going on in the world, talking about the fact that a few years ago, some years ago, actually it was actually 35 years ago, where there was a tremendous amount of publicity put out about DDT. We had to get rid of DDT, and there was an organized effort to outlaw DDT, which had saved so many lives from malaria. They estimated they may have saved as many as 500 million lives. And of course, if you believe in population control, you don't want something out there that's going to save all those lives from malaria. So you pick up the story there.
Well, it was supposed to be such a good thing to get rid of that evil chemical, DDT, because it was going to hurt people, because after all, it was a chemical. And when I talked with Dr. Art Robinson the other day, also he writes for News with Views, he's president and researcher professor of the Oregon Institute of Science and Medicine. And he was reminding me and the audience that the result of getting rid of DDT and the big campaign and the whole world went against it, we don't want to hurt any more people, was 30 million black children have died from malaria as a result of lovingly taking DDT out of commission. That, you know, and Stan, that's children who would have been alive if that evil DDT had been allowed to keep killing mosquitoes. But now, they are only now starting to introduce it, and they realize that, oh, maybe we do need DDT to kill the mosquitoes and keep the people alive. But when you look at this latest food manipulation and distortion, people are starving. They cannot afford the high prices, and they are being manipulated again because of a very good-sounding, oh, well-meaning biofuels. Oh, doesn't that sound good because oil is so expensive? But it's all out of context. So once again, people are worthless. They will die. They're just people. Let them die, especially in the third world countries. What do we need of them, right? But we need the biofuels. Just like we didn't need the chemical DDT. Who cares about those little black children? Let them all die. That's what grieves my heart.
Well, and for a very, very good reason. Of course, the thing is that we could import the ethanol from Brazil at much lower cost than we have it here. In fact, ethanol production would be totally, you know, unprofitable and impractical here. If it weren't that every single gallon of ethanol produced in the United States is subsidized by the government, then we have high tariffs to keep out the Brazilian product, which is not made with corn. Why would you use something that can actually be used to keep people alive? Corn certainly is one of the staples, the foods. Why would you destroy that and use it for ethanol when you can make it out of grass and other things as they do down in Brazil? I mean, they're almost their entire fleet up until recently has been, you know, fueled by ethanol. They could make billions of gallons of ethanol and get them up here, but it almost appears that our leaders really don't want a solution. They want a problem.
And they don't care about the worth of people. And that's the thing that at the end of the day, when you look at the DDT things and the food shortages and everything else and the biofuel things, and like you said with the corn, the value of human life is not there.
And
not there.
And really, so much of what goes on in the world today, we keep saying, oh, we're so concerned about those children, the little black children in Africa, and we want to vaccinate them all. But, of course, we're using the vaccines that would not be allowed in the United States for childhood vaccines because they contain mercury, of course, which makes people infertile, and of course it goes from generation to generation. It produces, you know, if you look at the children that come from Amish communities, other communities in America, they don't have autism because they don't take the vaccines. Nobody ever mentions that, but we're giving it to the kids in the third world country, and of course their rates of autism are skyrocketing just as they did here. But we can't let the American people know that when we talk about concern about children, that's not the real agenda.
Well, something's got to give here. I mean, there's those two dimensions, you know, the financial things, and I keep looking at the world markets and the stock market. It's become global quite some time ago. When you look at the markets, they tend to all go down and all go up. Talk about setting up a one-world government. Somebody has to fly in and fix that thing soon. And then the talk of the North American Union has just totally grieved me because we don't seem to have a president who cares about sovereignty anymore, or borders.
And of course, the trouble is that neither do any of the three major candidates, McCain, Obama, or Hillary. They're all globalists. They're all working behind the scenes to do away with the sovereignty of America and begin merging us into this North American Union, first a trade union, and then, of course, leaving them, doing away with the borders. That's the reason, of course, they refuse to build a fence. This is the reason they refuse to enforce our laws, because they really want to merge us with Mexico, but they can't let the American people know that. They can't let the American people know that we really want a multilingual society.
Yeah.
They really want a multicultural society, so they can play one group against the other.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree more. And in fact, the last time you were on my show, I was surprised at how many areas of the world they're scheming to create these EUs or North American Unions. You mentioned Africa and South America. It's just like all over. They just want to chunk the countries together and limit sovereignty. That seems to be the new hate speech word, sovereignty. I mean, there might be a day when we can't say it without getting a fine.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and of course the thing is that people really don't understand that the same thing is going on in Africa and in South America and in Asia, and of course the Asian Rim, or the Pacific Rim countries that is going on here in the United States. They are beginning to do away with sovereignty and beginning to merge these countries into trade blocks in the name of trade and, of course, free trade. They're going to tell us everybody's going to prosper from free trade, but then, of course, you begin looking and seeing what's happened to the income of the average American worker who has to compete with the workers over in China. And, of course, free trade many times, of course, leads to the impoverishment of one group and, of course, the building up of the income of the other. And the people who are getting better off are the people in China. And the people who are losing out are the people here in the United States, the working men here.
Well, and they are. And you know, I know another huge stress on people, I'd love to know your opinion on that, is gas prices, the manipulated gas prices. I mean, I keep hearing Rush and the big dogs at the top and radio talking about, oh, it's supply and demand. Eventually, the price will go down when people stop buying as much. And I'm going, is that all there is to it? I mean, what is causing obscene prices with our gas and oil, and why? What excuse do we possibly have for not getting independent with our energy decades ago when we were beholden to these Islamic radical-controlled countries for energy, and we have huge oil reserves? I mean, it's almost unbelievable that we would be beholden to any other country but ourselves and digging. We don't have to go wipe out animals and smear people and ruin nature. We never did have to do that. So I have never understood, why can't you have balance and get independent?
Because I really believe they want to get us out of our cars, they want to get us out of airplanes, they want to lower our living standards, and this is the way they're going to do it. And certainly for any of our listeners out there, if you go to my website and you look at my September and October 2005 newsletters, that's September and October 2005 at RadioLiberty.com, we simply write about the phony energy crisis, how they certainly, who financed the environmental movement back in the 1960s? Why, the oil companies. Why would they finance the environmental movement? They're blocking the development of oil and blocking the development of nuclear energy and blocking the building of refineries. Why would the oil companies do that? Well, only you have to look at their bottom line. Last year, Exxon made more money in the final quarter than any corporation in the history of the world. When you have artificial shortages, the price goes up. And that's exactly what they wanted. And most people honestly believe the oil executives who say, why, we had nothing to do with this. It's supply and demand. And
yeah, that's all we hear.
And of course, it's not supply and demand. They're artificially creating the shortages and intentionally running up the price of oil. And you see that in diesel. Diesel is the easiest form of petroleum product to create. So why is the price so much higher than gasoline? It's simply because they can get the money. They have a monopoly, they have a cartel, and there are only four or five major oil companies in the world today. Here at the end, of course, that's British Petroleum. That is, of course, Royal Dutch Shell, ties into the Dutch royal family. Then, of course, we have Exxon, we have Chevron, and we have Conoco. And those are the major oil companies, the major distillers here, and they have a cartel, but they're never going to tell the American people that. And Rush Limbaugh, the finest conservative money could buy, would never let that out information out. Go right ahead, Lori.
Well, I was just going to say, I was laughing because every time I listen to Rush Limbaugh, I hear a speech about everything's fine, we're not in a recession, it's, you know, capitalism works, and it's supply and demand. I was hearing him talk about supply and demand today. And yet, you know, there's no talk about secret societies or the Council on Foreign Relations or the global elites with an agenda drifting us towards the North American Union. There's no, you know, discussion about the greed, as you just pointed out, with oil companies that love to have shortages because the money, you know, gets bigger for them and they can drive up the price. And so, once again, if food shortages don't matter and people can starve and get in lines and die, and if DDT had to go So they didn't care if 30 million babies died and children died in Africa. What do we care? They're just little black kids. If nobody cares about those lives, why are they going to care about our suffering, about the price of gas, then?
And, of course, there's so many other things, you know. I don't know if you've gotten on the bisphenols, which are in the baby bottles. They know, of course, it's going to have an impact on the minds of the children and actually predispose them to cancer. All of our children, so many of them have been poisoned with the plastic. With the plastics, they're certainly being poisoned with the vaccines. Certainly they're being poisoned with many of the genetically engineered foods that we're using, and we could go on and on and on. Where is the outcry? And, of course, it's deafening in its silence. And you're not going to hear it from Russ. He's very well paid for what he does. Well, why don't you go ahead, Lori? Because here, I think it's so... I share your concern. You know, if we're not concerned about the little black children in Africa, why should we think that they would be concerned about our children and our grandchildren? Or, as we have, I have one great-granddaughter, and why should anybody be concerned about her? We should be, because each one is a unique human being made in the image and likeness of God.
And you mentioned there's so many ways. You know, I'm not one of these doomsayers that has lost all optimism and all hope. I believe that we need to get a groundswell of people to develop real hope, not holodeck on Star Trek type of hope, not Fantasy Island hope. We do have problems, and we do have people who want to manipulate a North American Union in place and turn us into a one-world government. We know that. Prophecy tells us that, and we see it. But we need to stand up and read. I wonder how many people in this audience have even read the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Do they even have a clue what's being violated? They need to know what's in those things so that they can understand how precious and unique this country was and is, and that it is a nation under God, not the goddess, not Muhammad. It's not universalism where all gods are the same in this country. They like to convince us of that so that we... You know, oh, it's just any religion. No, it's not. It's not that we can't all serve, have freedom to worship the way we do. Of course we do. But, you know, the liberals and the wackoids and some of the people on all sides want to rewrite our curriculum. You talk about them not caring for our kids and our grandkids, and they don't. Who cares if they get poison or yucky vaccines? I mean, there's the physical assaults, there's the sexual assaults, stealing their innocence, because they have to have sex education, and they have to have it their way, and then parents losing their rights in California for doing homeschooling, and kids getting the rights in some California schools to go do abortions and not tell their mommies and daddies, because after all, the state's raising those kids. You look at that, and I say to myself, let's not lose heart. But by golly, this is a war. We have to stand up for our kids or we will lose them. We have to stand up for our health, the real health, or we will lose it. And we have to stand up for our monetary system and go back to the skeletal structure of our country. What is this country about? Is it universalism? Is it internationalism? No, it's not. It's the United States of America. It's not a North American Union. To me, that talk in itself is treason. Am I wrong? Am I too reactionary?
No, I think you're very, 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 very understating all of it. Things are far worse than that. But I just said, no, you're saying it very, very well, and I agree with everything you're saying, Lori. This is why I'm just sitting here and enjoying hearing you talk, so go right ahead.
Well, I just, I agree with what you're saying. I mean, it's so easy to have people listen into something and say, oh, it's an urban legend, you guys are just extremists, you're wackoids, you just stick your head in the Bible and stay there. Well, welcome to the real world one day if you come out of your drug-induced coma. But we are in the real world. And you don't have a political background, you have a medical background. And I'm a woman that comes out of the liberal music business. And, I'm not a politician, I'm not a radio person. I'm a real person, and I'm a mom. And I'm a gun owner, and I'm a black belt. And so people look at my background and they say, what is she? What? That's weird. She charted in the top 40. She was on BMG Records. She was a singer and songwriter.
Hold that thought. Bring our stations on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Laurie was simply giving a little of her background. She's a singer and a songwriter, and she has a black belt, and Chris, she has her PhD, and she's a mom, and she actually does a radio program 3 hours a day, and she writes extensively and writes articles, but she does these things because she's concerned about what's happening to our country. And the sort of country we're going to have for our children and grandchildren, and if the good people of America, if the Christians of this country won't stand up for righteousness and point out what's going on, how they're poisoning our children with aspartame, how they're poisoning them with fluoride, how they're poisoning them with mercury in our vaccine, how they're poisoning them with the bisphenol in our baby bottles, how they're poisoning with genetically modified food. And then we wonder why, when our students graduate from high school and they take competitive tests with children from elsewhere in the world, our kids are down at the lower end of the... And it's not because they're not good kids. It is simply because even some of our smarter kids can't compete with kids from other nations that have not been poisoned. And where is the outcry from the good people? Because if what we're saying is true, good people have an obligation not to join us, and they have an obligation to prove us wrong. And I'm sure if they begin looking into this and we have access to the Internet, they'll find that they really are poisoning our children. And Lori has every right to be angry. You go ahead, Lori.
Well, I am, and I want to hear more, if you don't mind taking a few minutes, about this attempt to poison children. Is this about, is the underpinning of this whole scheme... the abortion kind of mantra that we have too many people alive, too much global warming influence, too much waste of energy, so we just have to lower, the standard of people. We have to get rid of them quicker. What is this poisoning about? I hadn't heard much about that. Are you saying the vaccines are poisoning our kids?
No question at all. Certainly the writings of Dr. Blaylock, and certainly if you compare the children in the general community with that of the Amish or the Mennonite children who do not take vaccines, they are much healthier. They do not have the rate of asthma. They do not have the rate of autoimmune disease and allergies. They don't have the rate of juvenile diabetes, type 1 diabetes, and they certainly don't see the autism and the other autism spectrum diseases that we see. We're actually today, according to the CDC, one in every six American children in the general population has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. Yes, the vaccines is not only the mercury in them, it's the whole process of the vaccines, which are an artificial means of stimulating the immune system. There's aluminum in there. Why would you want to give kids aluminum as well as mercury? Why? Very simply, because it affects the minds, and they know that it does this, and actually produces inflammation. Every time you take a shot, you get inflammation or an autoimmune response in the general immune system, but you get a separate response in the brain, which has an independent immune system. And if you like, I'll send you some of the material that Dr. Blaylock has put together.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. Of course, I have a 4 and an 11-year-old, and we foster adopted them, and they went through hell. And so I'm very protective of them. And, you hear stuff like this and you go, I feel like I'm on double duty already just trying to watch what comes home from my child at school, from their teachers.
Of course, the aspartame has a terrible toxic effect. So many of these things actually affect fertility. And a lot of this has to do, as you suggested earlier, with population control. And the mercury and the aspartame and certainly the fluoride all affect fertility. And, of course, they want to cut back on the number of people in the world. The elite have a different way of looking at things. And, of course, they believe the common people are really a menace because they're using up all of their natural resources. I'm talking about the elite's natural resources. And that's why we've got to cut back dramatically on the number of people in the world. They're doing a great job.
Because they need the natural resources for them and the plants that stay alive and all the animals that stay alive, of course, nature and animals, because we have to worship them. And then, of course, the global elites, the few elites, and then the rest of us can go stand in front of a Mack truck and die. We're just a waste of time. Too many global emissions coming from us, Dan. We're just in the way. I mean, we use the wrong deodorant, we have the wrong light bulbs, we drive the wrong trucks, cars. I think of all the ways I'm evil, and I yell and scream all the time at night to my audience that I know you people listening to me are evil because you use the wrong light bulbs, drive the wrong SUVs, wrong deodorant, wrong hairspray, and you don't care. You don't even have a sensitivity about it.
And
it's like me. I'm evil, too.
Of course, the thing is, right now we're hearing, well, people who have SUVs, they're going to have to turn those in, go into smaller cars. And in fact, when they sell their SUVs, they're not going to get it anywhere near Blue Book on that. One of the things they really want to do is get us out of our SUVs.
Yes.
They want to regulate every aspect of our society. And as you say, even to the point of the light bulb we have, instead of having the conventional light bulb that's quite safe, they want to give us light bulbs that are full of mercury.
Oh,
why
please.
Would you do something like that? Why, because mercury is terribly toxic. You can't even put them in the garbage. They're so toxic. We'll be back in just a minute with Lori Roth. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Lori Roth. And Lori, you know, I'm just so glad that you're down there on USA, IRA, USA Network there, and getting that information out.
Well, thank you.
It's IRN, isn't it?
Yeah, it's IRN, USA Radio. They just merged. And I think it's a big improvement and two great organizations that have come together. And so thank you. I have a lot of fun talking to folks at night. And and it's amazing how much I can talk without saying anything, Stan. I just go on and on.
Well, I don't think that at all. I agree with everything you're saying. I think that we're just lucky, and the more people we have out there, the more Christians that will give up, you know, their television set and start listening to talk radio, because the television actually has a hypnotic effect on people, and they really don't think, whereas at least with talk radio, you've got to think, and you can actually call in, and certainly probably not more than 1 in 100 or 1 in 2 or 300 people actually call in, but at least you can get a dialogue going. And you're sitting at home, you're hearing this conversation, and you wonder how you would respond to the various questions that are being asked or the responses. So I believe talk radio is the last vehicle we have to reach the American people, which is why I do what I do, and I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I mean, you come from a medical background. I come from a music and entertainment background, and we have the same motive. I mean, this isn't an audition for American Idol. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. I'm an independent and pay my own bills and always have on radio and do it the hard way. And I don't want to be owned and bought. And I am very concerned about my country. And I'm in my 40s and I haven't been living that long. But I have seen so much change in just my life with this country. I never thought I'd hear a president demonize groups like the Minutemen for being vigilant, like they ask everyone to be after 9/11, for protecting the border with their own money. I thought, what is wrong with this picture? And then him manipulating with the SPP and these different societies and groups and getting in bed with, you know, Canada's leader and Mexico. And I thought, wait a second. I thought I supported Bush. And then I realized, wait a second, this isn't even the guy I thought he was.
I know. I don't feel bad. I think there are an awful lot of good people who were taken in.
Oh, yes. Well, you'd like to think. And the thing that's scary about some of these people, Stan, is they're very good and quick at pulling the scripture out of the bag and sounding very shishy-poo about Christian and Bible and blah, blah, blah.
Hold that thought right there. Yep. We're going to bring our stations back on board here.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Dr. Lori Roth. And Lori, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they can get your programs.
Sure. I'd love to have you all join me anytime you want. I air 7 to 10 p.m. Each night, Monday through Friday. That's Pacific time. I'm on the West Coast. And you can go to therothshow.com if you don't have a station in your area that carries it. The Roth Show, and that's R-O-T-H, therothshow.com. And you can listen live on the Internet or listen, you know, for free later on to the archives if it's too late at night for some of you people that like to turn off the lights at 10 or 9. So it's a nighttime show, but we take on all these kinds of issues, as you do, and headlines and things that really matter. I get tired of endless obsessions with Britney Spears and who had an affair in Congress. It's like, I'm bored of it already. It's just more of the same rubbish. In the meantime, they're selling our country. Okay.
Amen to that. And, of course, what they really do is this gigantic diversion. They give us so much information that we can't begin to process it all. And it creates an intentional confusion that they know exactly what they're doing. Because, of course, they're playing games with our minds. And until the American people understand that, you know, there are five mega corporations that control 90 to 95% of the major media, and the only places we have of getting the truth out now are on small radio stations or even some larger radio stations that are not owned by the great corporations, but some of these corporations will own, hundreds of radio stations and use those, of course, to program our minds and confuse us. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Dr. Lori Roth, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you'd like, of course, to bring up a subject that we've been talking about, or if you have something other subject that you'd like to ask Dr. Roth about, why, give us a call. And that's what talk radio is all about. Well, Lori, certainly as we see the unfolding of things, we see so much emphasis being talked about the elections, and will it be Barack Obama, will it be Hillary Clinton on the Democrat side, and who will it? Well, of course, they've already conceded the election to McCain on the Republican side, never mentioning that there is still another candidate who is still running, of course, in every state. They never tell you that, for instance, Ron Paul got 16% of the Republican vote in Pennsylvania. Not one word about it. And, of course, why? Because they don't want people to understand that there are people out there who want to cut back on government, who want to get out of Iraq, who want to stop the torture of prisoners of war, because if we have a right to torture their prisoners, their people, why don't they have a right to torture our people? And I fear that any country that will, actually torture foreign prisoners one day may want to torture domestic prisoners. So if you pick up this story, tell us about the things as you see them unfolding, Lori.
Well, I see the three big dogs that are running and getting all the press right now are all backed by Soros, McCain, Obama, and Hillary, which is fascinating to me. And they're all globalists, as you said, for open borders. They're all disasters. And I look at Ron Paul, who has a lot of wonderful things, and you're right, he doesn't get any media attention for, I'm sure, the very reasons you mentioned. And there's another gentleman that I'm personally excited about who's just declared he's running, Dr. Alan Keyes. And he was the ambassador to the UN and so many other things under President Ronald Reagan, and wonderful Christian, loves his country, and he has all kinds of specific things he stands for on his website. But these people, and Alan, too, is going to have to, do the grassroots thing and trust talk radio to back him up, because, the media is going to body slam him. They're going to go after Obama, the darling Obama. And who cares if Alan Keyes is another black man? And that would make history, and I would love that to happen in my country, a woman or a black man or a Hispanic, anybody, as long as they have character and they love their country and they're real. I have a problem with the voting record of Obama. When you look at, forget all the scandals and the William Ayers and, the Reverend Wrights and all the things attached to him, he is the most liberal senator there is. And Hillary is not much better, and McCain is a compromiser.
Right.
So, you look at that, and I am concerned about stuff like that. And again, the media has compromised, so they're the ones that get in bed with these guys, these darlings. And real guys, like Ron Paul and Alan Keyes, who actually could do something, they just get thrown under the bus.
And I agree with you totally. And, of course, the question is, who's putting up all these millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars for the political candidates, both the Democrats and the Republicans? Now, you and I, of course, are limited to giving $2,000, for any election cycle. That's all we can give. But, of course, if you're one of the big boys, one of the multimillionaires, you can give them you know, millions of dollars under one guise or another. Why is this? Well, basically because we have the finest politicians here that money could buy.
And well, you know what? I have often said with as much and as many years, you probably are aware of this, McCain has been barking and screaming and yelling for years about campaign finance reform. That's his big deal. Well, I have been barking and screaming for years, being on talk radio, about real campaign and finance reform. You know, not this limiting of money, which basically limits the normal Joes, not the big companies. And if you want real reform, then I'm sorry, maybe it sounds communistic of me to say this, or naive, but this is how I really have thought. Then we need to take all the money out of the political office running things, from the governors to the, you know, from the state-run things to the nationals. Stop it being about money, because now, as it is, usually the lawyers and the professional fundraisers get voted in, the people who can buy and sell really well and are bought and sold by the time they get in. That's what we get. Well, it's because it's about money and fundraising. So they have to line up and take you out. So if you want real reform, Stan, take the money out, period. And have a national, some national TV channels, some national internet channels, some national radio channels assigned to political running, where the common person, a mom, a vet, a cop, a truck driver, someone with some great vision and ideas who passes a background check, who, you know, maybe they have a military background, come up with some basic skeletal requirements for that person. You know, I don't want him to be a criminal. I want him to be a legal alien. You know, I want him to maybe have served in the military or done something like that, then run. And I don't care what nationality they are. I don't care how old they are. I don't care what they do, if they're a plumber or a pipe fitter. Fine.
Well, actually, we had a general. I forgot. I think his name was Major General Curry. He was an extremely well-spoken black man. He was on the ballots in 14 states. You know, for the Republican primary, not a word, of course, by the controlled media. The last thing they'd want would be to have an honest black man who loved America, a military general running for office, a man who really loved America and had fought for our freedom. Let's go to Vernon calling for Stalinas. Hi, Vernon. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Stan.
Yes.
Hey, if McCain, Obama, and Clinton was drowning, who would get saved first?
I don't know. Lori, do you want to guess at that?
I don't know, but I hear a joke coming on.
All right.
I do not know. I mean, tell us what would happen.
What would happen, friend?
America would get saved first.
Thank you very much. Anything else you want to say, Brendan?
Hey, I just want to say, Dr. Stan, I love your show. God bless you and your guests. Everything that you say is so true. We are being brainwashed. I mean, I just seen John McCain's wife on the Today Show just the other day, and she refuses to open up her tax records.
Well,
she says
it's a privacy issue. It's only a privacy issue. That's why I don't want anybody to know about my money.
Yes, because she's a millionaire.
She
don't want to know where that. You know, all these senators. I mean, there's no such thing as a Republican and a Democrat anymore. They're all morphed into one party. I mean,
and right.
If we had to choose, they should have an option four, none of the above.
And, so
know, we should go to independent. Like your guest was saying, if a black man jumped up and was talking about how much he loved America, they would slam him in a minute. It's totally being controlled. We got to get back to a real, decisive, constructive conversation about what's really going on. And the only way you're going to find that is by listening to Radio Liberty. I tell everyone that. You have to turn off your TV. It's controlled. It's gone. There's no more independent press.
All right.
I mean,
God bless it. Thanks very much, Vernon. You keep telling people to listen in. Have them listening to Dr. Lori Roth's show, too. Anyway, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Again, our number is 1-888-888-888. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I believe Vernon's absolutely right. We have really a one-party system with two branches. And, of course, these parties prey upon the American people. Their loyalty is not to the United States, but, of course, to advancing their own political agenda. And, of course, so many of them are globalists. They want a world government. They want to destroy the sovereignty of our nation, but they cannot tell the American people. Have you any comments at all on Vernon's remarks, other than the fact that the person that would be saved, of course, would be America?
Oh, goodness. Well, what you say is so true. I mean, I look at the Democratic and the Republican parties, and they seem to have had a civil war within themselves. But I think their main agenda is to polarize people so that hopefully Democrats won't talk to Republicans. We won't get into the real priorities. We won't work together. We'll continue to hate each other. The whites will be in one corner, the blacks in another, the Hispanics in another. And we'll be distracted by the liberal and conservative diatribe that they throw at us, you know, abortion, gay marriage, this and that. And we'll be so horrified in talking about those issues. In the meantime, both of them are going against our borders, selling our country out, rewriting curriculum, ignoring the Bill of Rights, for real. And you look at this stuff and the fact that Soros is backing all three of them. It doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat, because they're the same.
Yes, and really, of course, people don't understand that they do finance both the Republicans and the Democrats, and it is all a game. It is a game to get the American people to think that it really matters whether we get the Democrat or Republican in. And, of course, one only has to go to the book written by Bill Clinton's mentor, Professor Carol Quigley, and the book, of course, is Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Professor Quigley, of course, he taught at Princeton and Harvard before he went to Georgetown University and met, of course, Bill Clinton and told him who really runs the world. And, of course, the book's all about the elite who run the world. And on pages 1247 and 48, he talks about how we need a political system where you have two political parties that are exactly the same, but the people can go to the polls every 4 years to vote the scoundrels out, but it won't matter because the same foreign and domestic policies will continue. Maybe that's, of course, why somebody bought up the publisher, Macmillan, and destroyed the place in the first half of the book so it could never be reprinted. Again, the book is Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. We do have it now. It's a long story of how it got back in print, but it's probably one of the most important books we've had for a long time, up until just recently when David Rothkopf has written a book called The Superclass. He's a member of the CFR, and it's a fascinating book, and of course we hope to have Mr. Rothkopf on here. He's a member of the CFR, he's a member of the ruling elite, he's worked for Henry Kissinger, he is a former high government official, and he talks openly about this superclass, this small group of people who rule the world. Have you heard about that book at all, Lori? Had a chance to look into it?
No.
It's called The Superclass by David Rothkopf. And anyway, we can talk about that some other time.
Yes, that sounds very good.
And, of course, but we've got about 8 or 9 minutes. I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners, you know, the things you'd like to have them know about.
Well, we've been talking from our hearts already. I just think that as people look at their country, I mean, the seduction is to get so paranoid because of the events that are going on and the conspiracies that really are going on against our country, that you wallow in depression and don't do anything. And, you know, some of the things that we can do, whether we're a granny that can't walk, whether we're barely moving, whether we're diseased, I don't care what nationality you are, I don't care how poor you are, whatever your situation, you have a power pack in you. Not only do we need to be in communication with our representatives and our senators, but even the ones that have decided to go into a coma and aren't representing well, and there are many, we pray. We must pray. There's power in prayer. It's not just theology. It's not just a game or gimmick. The Bible says, God says there's power in our prayers. And when we unite, there's power to move major things. We can change this country through our example, through our role modeling, not being posers, being real Christians, real people of God, working together and praying for our country, that God will show compassion. Not like the Reverend Wright, oh God, blankety blank America. No, we don't need rage against our country. We don't need blame. We need prayer. We really do. I mean, I don't know how you feel, Stan, but I mean, that is something we can all do. We can fax and we can email, and we need to be in communication with our leaders, no matter who ends up in the White House. But remember, God is in control. He will have the last laugh.
Amen to that. Well, of course, it is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. It's a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
Yes.
And most people, and most of our commentators, don't recognize that fact. And yet, it's a very real battle, and I believe, of course, we're beginning to see the fulfillment of prophecies. Could we put this off? Certainly we could. God could put it off if he wanted to. We saw that, of course, when Jonah, of course, went to Nineveh, and they actually held off God's judgment on that totally wicked society for 60 years. I think sooner or later judgment's coming, but it could be put off if there were enough people who really cared. Let's go to Gary, who's calling from Seaside, because we're almost out of town. Gary, do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, I just want to connect, actually. I just really appreciate Lori, and I appreciate her sense of humor. And it's almost, you got to have a sense of humor, or you're going to have tears dropping out of your eyes because of the way things are happening so fast. But it's much better to laugh so hard you cry, I guess, huh?
Amen.
Thank you. I have a warped and twisted sense of humor. It got worse with my brain injuries years ago. But, you know, I'm with you. If you didn't laugh, you'd just cry yourself to sleep all the time.
Absolutely. I really appreciate your article I read today that came out on News with Views. And, a matter of fact, I got so stirred by it and thought it was so funny, especially your list of global warming excuses that those are so terrific.
Oh, you thought I was kidding you?
Hold that thought just a moment here. Gary, you go right ahead. You finish up your thought.
Anyway, I just thought it was very poignant. And, all the excuses. I've agreed with this premise all along anyway, that when we fall away from God, it's basically, when we aren't under God, we're basically giving up our rights to life and grace anyway. And so being alive will soon be a hate crime. You know, that's pretty amazing. That was so well. That's a really great title.
Well, there's an old adage in the Bible, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And of course, the thing is that our liberties come from God, and of course, do we really deserve to have that liberty? This limitation on government so men could be free, and I fear that what we're really seeing, of course, is that people turn against God, and why if God's going to take away those liberties we've enjoyed, and I fear we're moving very rapidly towards a police state. Anything else you want to... Lori, go ahead and respond there.
Well, I agree with him. I mean, it goes back to distortion. There are people who will distort and lie, and they do it in such a way, using loving words and quoting scripture out of context. Oh, they want to be the Mother Teresa's. They want to be, oh, they're trying to help. They're trying to, we need biofuels. You see, we want to be independent. Never mind
right.
If a whole bunch of people get mowed down or killed or
starved. Compassion without truth, yeah.
We don't care about all that. Oh, no. And DDT, we have to get rid of that evil chemical. Never mind 30 million black babies die. Oh, who cares?
It's just
incredible to me. But the same things are going to go on with gas and oil. I mean, you know, people are having trouble getting to work. I mean, how much are we going to put up with? $5 and $6 a gallon? I mean, where's it going to stop?
Well, I think you're going to look back on $5 or $6 a gallon as the good old days. I really believe they're going to get much, much higher because they want to get us out of our cars. They certainly want to get us out of those evil SUVs, and basically, they would like to put us into sustainable communities where everybody lived in a little tiny, apartment, and of course, where we could work right close by there. We wouldn't have to go any distance at all. We could be watched and monitored from the cradle to the grave. Gary, we're out of time. Thank you so much for calling. Bye-bye. And, of course, Lori, thank you so very much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Real pleasure.
We'll do it again, and bless you.
God bless you,
ministry.
Too.
Bye-bye. Yeah,
thank you. Bye-bye. And, again, you can get Lori's articles there at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. And they've got some wonderful, wonderful writers at that website. We recommend it to you. Our good friend Dr. Cuddy writes an article literally every single week. NewsReviews.com. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty and hope that you enjoyed our interviews with Lori Roth. And if you'd like to listen to her programs, you can go to the Internet site and just Google in her name. And, of course, then you can listen to her programs in the evening. And she does a great job. And, of course, the more people we have out there putting out the truth, why the sooner we're going to begin to get the Christians of this country and even the non-Christians of this country to understand what's going on. And, of course, my hope is that the non-Christians, as they begin to understand the evil we're up against, they're going to begin searching for truth and are going to find God. That's what it's really all about. That is the common denominator, that eternal battle between God and the enemies of God that has existed since the Garden of Eden and is being waged at every level of our society today. Well, of course, certainly we hope many of you will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you should. Either that or get the DVD or get the DVD, the tape, and, of course, the book, the Brotherhood of Darkness special, quite economical. Then you need, of course, to get our talk on the Forbidden Secret. That's the Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that goes with that. And then the Planned Police State. And the syllabus goes with that because we take you into who is on the other side and what motivates them. We have a great 3-pamphlet set called The Occult Hierarchy. It's actually a compilation of about 15 of my newsletters, some of them written by Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And it will begin to take you into the fact that there are people who openly admit they control the people in both the right and the left. They control the people in the East and the West, the people in communist countries, the people in our country, the leaders, the financial leaders, banking leaders, the political leaders. They're open and talking about it. And if you'd like to get their pamphlet, not my pamphlet, but their pamphlet, it's titled The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We can certainly get you a copy of the pamphlet. Of course, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us. And then, of course, if you have not yet laid in your supply of food, Lori was talking about the food riots throughout the world. Well, let me tell you that we work with Ready Reserve Foods, and they're telling me that for the first time in years now, they're really having difficulty getting types of food. Certainly the rice is in very short supply, and they cannot actually go out and buy a whole carload of this as they would have in past. And their shortage is developing in many of the other products. In fact, it's taking longer and longer to get orders filled. And we've been working with them for probably a couple of years. But now we've reached a point where it's very difficult, so don't put it off. If you'd like a free emergency food or long-term storage food catalog, we'd be glad to get it for you. And whether you get it through us or somebody else, start making preparations. Start laying in a supply of health products. And, of course, things like Alibiotic, which will help your immune system, and vitamin D, which is so essential for your good health, and so many other items. If you'd like our health catalog, we'd be glad to send it to you. And if you'd like one of our regular catalogs, we hope you want to get it on CD-ROM. We have our regular catalog and our health catalog on CD-ROM. And, of course, you can play it there on your own computer. Or we'll send you the printed ones. You'll have to specifically request them. You, of course, will get the printed emergency food catalog because, of course, it's still complicated. Pretty hard to put up on the CD-ROM. but it's all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Understand that we are entering the most difficult times of our nation's history. Something big is going to happen, whether it's nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, or financial collapse. I don't know what it is. But I do know that they have underground shelters well supplied for the elite, and they have one up in Santa Rosa for the people here on the West Coast, but they don't have anything for you because, after all, aren't there too many people in the world? If you want my material on population control, my talk, None Dare Call It Genocide, my talk, Planned Population Control, and the pamphlet available on the Internet or from Radio Liberty, the Population Control Agenda Monograph. The Population Control Agenda Monograph. They really do plan to eliminate most of the people in the world. Look up the Elberton, the Georgia Guidestones on our website and pray for America.